Secretary of Defense William Perry and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General John Shalikashvili, faced harsh Republican criticism on Capitol Hill today for their handling of troop deployment to Bosnia. The Pentagon announced earlier this week, to the surprise of Congress, that a 5,000-member cover force to protect withdrawing troops will go into Bosnia and remain there until mid-March, 3 months beyond the day when lawmakers were told that all U.S. troops would be out of Bosnia. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
Mr. Secretary, how are you?
Great to see you.
Glad to have you with us.
The Senate Armed Services Committee hearing started off on a cordial note, but quickly turned nasty when Republican John McCain accused the secretary and the chairman of misleading the Senate in statements made in testimony last year and statements made since.
General Shalikashvili in April of 1996 said, "I'm absolutely convinced that America will not participate with military forces in Bosnia after the conclusion of this year." Gentlemen, the credibility gap between you and these and Congress is as wide as the Grand Canyon.
General Shalikashvili and Secretary Perry both disagreed, with Perry guaranteeing that the implementation force, IFOR, will be out of Bosnia by year's end as promised.
"Because the military tasks are done, IFOR's mission is over, and it will be withdrawn when its mandate ends on December the 20th.
How can he say that so unequivocally, given that 5,000 new U.S. troops are staying until March? Because IFOR troops do withdraw in December, but IFOR is pulling out in name only. The 5,000 troops that will stay until March will not be called IFOR troops. And even when that covering force leaves in March, Democratic Senator Joseph Lieberman pointed out, a new NATO-led force might have to come in.
Is there a need for a continuing international presence, IFOR presence, of which America should be a part?"
And on that question, whether the U.S. will take part in such a mission, Secretary Perry said what he's been saying for months.
"We do not have an answer to that question yet, and I am not here at this hearing to propose an answer."
Many have questioned whether the reason for the hesitancy to commit has anything or everything to do with the upcoming U.S. presidential election. Perry and Shalikashvili insist that it's what's going on in Bosnia and that country's upcoming municipal elections, for which the covering force, said Shalikashvili, can provide assistance to the troops already in Bosnia.
"We need to retain a mission-capable force to ensure that we can, first and foremost, protect our soldiers properly until the very last day. Support the municipal elections now tentatively scheduled for the 22nd to the 24th of November. And finally, we have the task of ensuring an orderly, safe withdrawal in what is going to be expected as very tough winter weather, just as we encountered when we were moving in."
Both the chairman and Secretary Perry did assure the senators that if there is a change, or if the U.S. does commit to a so-called follow-on force, Congress will be consulted, even if it's out of session. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.